Tell your neighbor, walk by faith and not by sight. Now, you didn't even mean that. You're just like, walk by faith and not by sight. Tell your neighbor, walk by faith and not by sight. You gotta sound like a rap gang. So, if you look at the picture, we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:7. Okay? And that's an actual picture. I told my wife, trust me, put a blindfold, and we went to the highest mountain, and she was walking on top of it, right? No, she didn't do that. We kind of green screen that, or Photoshop, or whatever you want to call it. But, so, today we're talking about walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, now you can put up the 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That's a pretty simple verse, right? You should be able to remember that verse. It's pretty sweet, right to the point. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now let's go to Matthew 14:22. And it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowd, after he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Ye of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? So watch what's going on here. Okay? Jesus tells his disciples to go on ahead, get on the boat, go to the other side of the land. And so he tells them, he said, I'll catch up with you guys. Okay? So they get on the boat, they do as what Jesus said, they go on ahead, and what does it say? Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. That's when Jesus was walking on the water. He was walking on the water to the other side, towards the boat. And the disciples were afraid. They looked out and they're like, it's a ghost, right? So they were scared. They were afraid. They didn't know what was happening. They thought it was just a ghost. They thought it was something weird going on, right? And Jesus said, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid, right? So here's Peter, right? Here's Peter. He cries out to Jesus. He said, all right, that's pretty cool, Jesus. It's like, that's you? All right, cool. Jesus, I want to walk on water too, you know? Now, get this. None of the other disciples asked to walk on water, only Peter. Peter stepped out, right? But now he asked Jesus, he asked him, if it is you, then let me come on the water and walk on the water with you. Jesus said, come on, Peter. So Peter gets out of the boat. He's walking on water now, okay? No other man besides Jesus has done this. I know that you see a lot of tricks now, you know, and they walk on water, but those are all tricks. They have all these tricks that they can do, all right? Back in those days, they didn't have none of those things, all right? Jesus was walking on the water. So this was the second man to ever walk on water besides God, Jesus, right? He's doing the impossible now. He's walking on water. That's pretty amazing. And look what happened, though. Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." What happened? What happened? He was walking on water. He was out there. He was doing it. He was looking all around. First of all, he was looking at Jesus, right? He was looking at Jesus. Jesus said, "Come on, Peter." He was looking at Jesus. So he's walking towards Jesus, right? He's walking towards Jesus. And then what happened? It says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And then he began to sink and cried out to Jesus, "Save me." See, he was walking by faith. He was doing it. He was already there. He was doing it. He was walking on the water. He kept his eyes on Jesus. And as soon as he left his eyes off of Jesus, looked at the wind, he got afraid and began to fall down. He began to sink. That's what we do. The moment you take your eyes off Jesus, you fall down. See, you're beginning to do the impossible. You're beginning to accomplish the impossible, do the great things. You have this walk. You got your eyes on Jesus. And then all of a sudden you look away and you see all kinds of crazy things hidden at you. The wind is blowing, right? The sea is moving. The ocean is rocking. The boat is probably swaying. Now you didn't focus on Jesus. You looked all around you and saw the troubles all around you. Everything hidden you from one direction to another. The wind flowing back and forth. You took your eyes off the prize and you began to fall down. The moment you take your eyes off the prize, off your blessings, and begin to think it's too hard, it's too impossible, I can't possibly do this, this is too hard, there's no way anybody could do this, right? The moment you do that, you begin to walk by sight and you lose your faith. Tell your neighbor, don't walk by sight. Don't walk by sight. See, Peter was focused on Jesus. Peter was focused. He was doing it. What happened? Stop worrying about what is happening to you and start believing what God is doing in you. That's a word straight from God. Let me tell you again. Stop worrying about what is happening to you and start believing what God is doing in you. See, Peter began to worry about what was happening all around. He began to worry. He saw all these things going up. He saw all these things troubling him. But God was doing something in him, right? He was making him walk on water. He was doing a work in him. That could have been the greatest faith ever. He could have walked on water for the rest of his life. He could have been walking all over town on water, going over here. No more boat for me, right? But he lost that. He lost the faith. See, it is impossible to please God if you have no faith. It is impossible. You have to believe in God. You have to trust in God. It doesn't work the other way around. You don't say, "Well, God, if you do something, then I'm going to believe in you." No. You got to believe in him, and then he will do something in you. It doesn't work the other way around. You have to have faith in Jesus Christ that he's got you, right? But what did he do? What did he do? He fell down. He began to sink, and what? He cried out, "Lord, save me." Did Jesus leave him? I probably would have. I'm like, "Yeah, check you out." Probably wouldn't have been so nice. I don't know. I would have found it funny. Like, check you out. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I got you. Nah, I'll let you go. Right? Probably would have messed with them a little bit. Jesus grabbed them right away. Didn't hesitate. He saved them, right? He was starting to drown. He didn't have his rubber ducky on. He was going down, baby. Just like I go down if I go out the end of my pool. I'm going down. Ain't no crying for help. Right? For you guys that come to my house, I'm not the best swimmer, so don't count on me. I've already told you guys, if you guys go to the end of the pool, the deep end, you're on your own. You better have strong faith. Because I'm not coming after you. I'll call on Jesus. Jesus! No, it's their time to go. It's your time to go, buddy. Jesus wanted you. See, Jesus immediately reached down and caught him. He caught him. He pulled him back up, right? He pulled him back up to safety. Now, that's the amazing part. Understand, that's the amazing part. Whenever we fall down, whenever we take our eyes off of Jesus, he is still willing to catch us. He is still willing to pull us up and say, come on, Peter, I got you. I got you. Don't worry about it. You had a little faith, but it's okay. I got you. You're still mine. You could have been walking on, you could have been doing the electric slide on water. You could have been doing the moonwalker on water, but it's okay. I got you. I got you. Right? That's how Jesus is. See, when it seems impossible, when all odds are against you, when nobody believes you, don't complain. Don't doubt. Don't lose faith. When all these things are hitting you, that's the lesson you should learn from this story, this God moment right here, is that when everything is coming against you, when the winds are blowing, when times get hard, when all kinds of things are coming against you, don't lose your faith. Keep your eye on the prize. What God promised you, he will deliver. If he said you can walk on water, then believe that you can walk on water. Don't worry about what anybody else is whispering. Don't worry about what anybody else is saying. Don't worry about how everybody else is saying, that's impossible. Don't worry about a doctor's report. I understand they got good degrees and they went to school and everything. I understand that. And you take that report and say, God, you take care of it. That's what we should do. And don't start cussing out the doctors or anything, okay? No. He's like, okay, cool. That's great, but I'm going to believe what God can do with this. I'm going to give it to God, and I'm going to believe that he can heal me. I'm going to believe that he can do great things. I'm going to believe that this is not the end. I'm going to believe that I'm going to keep on moving forward. Right? I can't believe it for you. You have to believe it. You have to keep your faith on God. I can't do it for you. I was talking to somebody and they're like, I believe God is punishing me. I believe God is doing this. Listen, God doesn't punish you. We punish ourselves by not obeying the word of God. We punish ourselves by not doing what he said, right? Peter wasn't being punished when he fell down in the water. No, he punished himself by not believing, right? He fell down himself. Jesus didn't make him fall. But what did Jesus? Jesus was right there to catch him when he cried out to him. I was talking to my daughter. My daughter was talking to a kid last night, and he believed that too. He believed that, you know, he has done some bad things, and so, you know, God was punishing him. God is not punishing him. You know, we make mistakes. We fall down. We ourselves trip ourselves up. We ourselves begin to sink down, right? But if we cry out to Jesus, he reaches down, grabs us, and picks us back up. Right? Gives you a towel. Right? Dry yourself off, Peter. You're okay. You're okay. You'll be okay. But Jesus, I drank some salt water. You'll be fine, Peter. You'll be fine. I might have swallowed a fish there. So that's what happens. See, when all these things are hitting your way, when all these things are coming against you, right? I can't pay my bills. I got all these things going on. I don't know what I'm going to do. God, I just don't. No, no, no. Start praising God. Don't complain. Praise God. Worship God. Say, God, I believe in you. I trust in you. You're going to save me. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to save me. You got me, Lord. I know you got me. Right? I've been there many times. Why do you keep on going? Why do you keep on going? Because you're about to receive a miracle. You're about to receive a breakthrough. You're about to receive a blessing you cannot contain. You're about to receive your harvest. Amen? Don't lose your faith. You're right there. You're right at the end of the finish line. You're right there. I see you. You're going. You're right there. Keep on going. Don't turn around. No, you're right there. You are right there. Keep on moving forward with your faith. Doesn't matter what anybody say. Let the haters hate. Right? You get your blessing. You keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Don't look around to the other disciples. The other disciples are over there like, Peter, you're going to fall, man. You're going to fall. Right? Listen. We're good people, okay? We're okay. Okay? I'm not going to say we're good. Because the Bible says no one's good but God, okay? But listen, sometimes we make the mistakes of saying, you can't do that, dude. You can't do that. That's impossible, right? We do that. Sometimes we don't mean to. Sometimes the best people, your family members, whatever, they don't mean to, but they do that, okay? And so the disciples were probably over there like, Peter, dude, come on. Dude, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. A shark's going to eat you, dude. There's a shark down there. It's going to get you. Right? I think Jonah's whale is down there. Look at it. Right? So, and if he wouldn't have listened to them, if he would have kept his eyes on Jesus Christ, he wouldn't have sank down. He would have been walking on water. He would have been walking on water. See, when God gives you a word or assignment, he doesn't give you many details. When God gives you a word, he doesn't give you many details. He doesn't. But if he did, you wouldn't have enough faith. That's what faith is. That's what faith is. See, when God told me, okay, it's time for you to start a church, I had no money. I had no equipment. I had no building. I had no people. I had nothing. Nothing. But I said, okay. Okay, God, you will provide. So I started looking around. I looked around buildings. I looked around. I was crying out to people, you know. When we opened this place, we didn't have the people. We didn't have nobody. We didn't have anybody. There was two crazy people following me. And I told my wife, they're going to come. Watch. I knew Cindy was going to come. I knew Joe was going to come. I knew they were coming. I had told her many years ago, watch. Watch. You just keep your faith on God and watch. They're going to see it through you. Watch. Just keep on walking straight. Just keep on walking towards Jesus. Just keep on walking towards Jesus. Okay? When people don't listen to you, when people don't want to see the difference, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When people can't see that you're about to walk on water, don't worry about it. You keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is going to do the work in you, because Jesus is going to provide that miracle. And when you keep your eyes on him long enough, you keep your faith on him, sooner or later, everybody's going to see. Be like, wow, God did something there. God did an amazing thing. I remember one day telling my wife, I had gotten laid off. We didn't have no money for groceries. We didn't have nothing. And we had lost our debit card or our card and everything. And and all these things, right? And we didn't have no groceries or anything. And I said, go to Walmart. She's like, why? We don't have any. I was like, God's going to provide. Just go. Oh, she wanted to slap me. She wanted to slap me. She wanted to knock me out. I said, but go. Now, bless her heart, she did what I told her, right? She did it. And there was nothing there. Well, first she went to, I believe she went to Fry's. There was nothing there. Nothing. She couldn't get nothing. Then she went to Walmart. You know, I told her, just go try to Walmart. Try Walmart next. And somebody came and bought us hundreds of dollars worth of food. He's like, I don't know what it is. I just want to bless you. You know, I think God put it in my spirit. I want to bless you. I knew he would provide. There was a time during Christmas, around the same time, I didn't have no money for presents for my kids or anything. And you know, I said, God, you know, I know you can provide, but if it's just to teach my kids a lesson with the true meaning and what, you know, then it's fine. You know, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it, and I'll talk about it with my kids. But I know that you can provide. I'm believing in you. I'm trusting in you, God. Then I get a phone call. Said, hey, we noticed that you got this broken down car here. My dad wants to buy it. It's broke down. He's like, yeah, we'll fix it. Had a broke down motor. It was a Cadillac, Lincoln. Those ain't cheap to fix. Had a blown up motor. Gave me a couple thousand for it. I said, well, a couple thousand. He said, really, dude? Hey. He gave it to me. He said, well, come down right now. Yeah, I was like, when can we do this? He said, well, right now. If you know, we'll get it notarized and everything. We got it done, and it was like 2 days before Christmas, you know. We hurried up, got the money, bought a couple presents, just a little something for the kids. I said, God, you can provide. See, there's been many things in my life that I can keep on telling you and telling you. Okay? There's many miracles, but you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. When all else looks around and everything else looks like impossible, when you think, I don't have no money for these bills, I don't have nothing for this, I can't do this, there's no possible way that I could ever accomplish this, there's no possible way that I could ever do this in my life. No, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. He's given you the strength, amen? He's given you the power. He's given you the authority. He owns the whole world. You got to understand something. Your father that's sitting on his throne owns the whole universe. He owns the whole world. He makes the world go round. He makes the breath. He makes everything. He owns everything. I don't care what your government says. I don't care what anybody says, okay? Jesus Christ is Lord. Not our president. Not anybody. Not anybody. Not your boss, not nothing. But Jesus Christ is our Lord. You know, when I got my job, I started witnessing to people. I just can't help it. It's in my blood. And he said, dude, you can't talk about politics, or you can't talk about, you know, you can't talk about religion or politics. And politics I don't care about. Okay? I said, that's no problem. I could care less. But I told him, listen, this is not my job. I go, you're not my boss. You might be my boss at some point, but my true boss, my true person that I have to answer to is Jesus Christ. So when he tells me to say something, I'm going to say it. I don't care if you fire me. I don't care if whatever, because he provided this job. He could provide for another one. It doesn't matter to me. I have to answer. Before I die, I'm going to answer to my Heavenly Father, right? I'm going to answer to him. He is my boss. I go. He's like, okay. He didn't know what to say. So, okay. Nice talking to you then. It's like if God tells me to say something, I'm going to have to say it. I'm going to have to say it. Doesn't matter if it's good. Doesn't matter if it's bad. I'm going to have to say it. He is my true boss. I answer to him. He provides my money, not my boss, not what I work. It is God that provides everything for me. It always has been. It always will be. I keep my eyes on him. He's provided this job. He's provided many jobs. He's provided me with many things. Keep your eyes on God. No matter what anybody else is saying, no matter what anybody else is talking about, no matter if nobody else has the faith, you keep your faith on Christ. Amen? See, by faith, I have moved into positions. By faith, I've received many blessings. By faith, I have overcome many obstacles. By faith, I have been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. By faith. You were saved by faith. You didn't see Jesus die on the cross. You were there. You, by faith, you received Jesus Christ. Right? By faith, Peter said, "Help me, Lord." He had enough faith that Jesus was going to help him and get him out of that situation and save him. And he did, by faith. Even though he lost faith for a minute and sank down, he still trusted Jesus, right? So don't worry about it. If you lose faith a little bit, if you lose, you know, your eyes off of Jesus Christ, if you kind of look around and you begin to get scared or this and that, and the devil's telling you, "Oh, look at this, I'm blowing this wind. Oh, look at this. Oh, watch this. All this destruction is happening around you. All these things are happening. Look at this. Don't look at Jesus. Look at over here." Don't let him distract you. And if he does, it's okay. Just get your eyes back on Jesus. Amen. Get your eyes back on Jesus. Don't stay your eyes somewhere else. Look back towards Jesus. Peter might have lost his eye. He took his eyes off of Jesus for a minute. But then he placed them back on him. And Jesus saved him, right? He cried out to Jesus. You have to cry out to Jesus. You have to keep your sight, keep your faith on Jesus Christ. And cry out to him. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how hard, how difficult. I do not care. It doesn't matter. Cry out to Jesus. See, we can't be quiet all the time. When you're sinking down, you can't be quiet. Okay? You just can't. You have to open up your mouth. You have to cry out to Jesus and say, "God, I need this. Save me, Lord." He knows what you need. Understand that. But there's something when you give him permission to do it, when you cry out, you're allowing him to do it. He cannot do it unless you cry out to him. Plain and simple. You can think it in your mind all you want to and say, "Well, God doesn't, he sees my situation. He's not doing anything. I mean, I don't know what's, you know." No. Cry out to him. Open up your mouth and say, "God, I believe you. God, help me, Lord. I'm going to receive your blessing. I believe what you're doing. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm going to believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to believe that you can save me. I'm going to believe that you can get me out of this situation. I'm going to believe that you are faithful. I'm going to believe that you are God." He is God. Amen? He is God. He's not like me. He's not like you. He is our mighty God. He is all powerful. All powerful. Ruler of the universe. Ruler of our lives. He breathed life into you. He breathed creation. He spoke a word and everything obeys. The mountains, the sea, the water, the creatures, everything. He spoke it. Let him speak into your life, right? Don't doubt. Do not let your sight distract you from your blessing. Let me read that again. Do not let your sight distract you from your blessing. Your sight can get you in trouble, right? Don't look what is happening. Have faith to know what is about to happen. Amen? Do not let your sight make you stumble and fall. Walk by faith. If God spoke it, believe it. If God said it, believe it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. If God said it, if God said he would bless you, if God said he would take care of you, believe it. Believe it. Now, we've been doing this power of three, and I start believing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Don't lose your faith just because of the things that you see, just because of the obstacles that you see in your life. The blocks, the hurdles. Nah. Believe God. Believe God. If God said he would do it, he's going to do it. Now, it is all on his timing. We were talking about patience on Bible study, right? Sometimes I talk like Arnold or something. I feel like, Bible study. Did you guys hear that? There's something in the coffee, man. I don't know what it is. But we were talking about patience, right? Patience. It's a hard thing for us to do. Wait on God. We want it now. We want it right now. Remember that commercial that it used to be, we want it and we want it now or something, right? It was a money commercial or something. People were yelling, we want it and we want it now. I want my money now. Right? That's how sometimes we sound, dude. God, I want it now, God. We get impatient. And God's working it out. He's like, shh, it's on my time. I'll do it on my time. It's not on your time. It's on my time. See, he told me I would be a pastor in 2002. Dad gave me dreams that I would be a pastor. I was running away saying, no, God, no. I don't want to. But I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen. But it wasn't going to happen overnight. It wasn't going to be an easy task. It was a process. Now, sometimes God will bless you right there. Sometimes God will do it right there. And sometimes he'll take you through a process. He'll take you through some fire. He'll take you through some things. But it's on his timing. It's on his timing. Not on ours. Not. We want our candy now. No. You get no candy right now. You got to have dinner. That's what I tell my kids, right? So, wait on him. Believe on him. Know that he's working it out. Know that he's doing something in your life. Know that he's got you. This ain't the end. This is a little block. This is a little hurdle. Later on in your life, you're going to look back and say, psh, I was worried about that. I had nothing. I was nothing. It was nothing. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. Okay? When we were having our little group at my house, we had the upstairs. I lived in an apartment, and we had the upstairs. And I lived in the upstairs. And one time I picked up AJ, Sylvia's son, and he's blind. He's been here before. I wish he was here. And, you know, I was grabbed him by the hand. I was there, and I was telling him how many steps or whatever he can go up the steps. Now, it amazed me. It amazed me how much faith he had because he can't see. Now, for me, it's easy because I can see. I can see the steps. I can go. It's no problem. But for him, he did it. He didn't complain. He didn't. Nothing. It was like nothing to him. You know? I was like, wow. I was amazed. I was like, wow. And then I got to thinking about it. And later on, I called him the next day, you know, because God was replaying it in my head. I was like, hey, gotta ask you, man, how did you do that? Were you afraid? Were you You know, were you scared? I mean, that's pretty amazing. Think about it. For us, we take stairs. Now, imagine if you had a blindfold, like, you know, like that picture. Imagine if you had a blindfold and you couldn't see the stairs, or you couldn't see where you were going through, right? Walking by faith. And so, you know, I was like, you know, were you scared? He's like, you know. He's like, you know, but I asked him, I was like, did it help to know that I was right there in case of anything, that I would catch you? And he told me, yeah, I trust you. That amazed me. That amazed me. See, he had enough trust in me that to know that I was right there. You have to have enough trust in God to know that he's right there to catch you if you're about to fall. You have to have enough trust for God and believe that he's got you. Amen? Now, that's amazing to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. That's how I live life. That's how I live it. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to get through. We don't know how it's going to happen. Don't get frustrated. Believe that God is going to do it. Believe that God is right there to catch you. If he said you can do it, if he said you can accomplish it, if he said it's going to happen, believe it. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Trust that. Trust God that he's there guiding you. I didn't have no money when we started this place. I didn't have nothing. Nothing. I believed God. I went around and I looked, you know, there's some doors that were shut, but then God opened the door. I walked straight in it with power and authority, knowing that God was right there and he was going to do it. Didn't know how it was going to be done, but God was going to do it. There are many places that shut the door on me. Many places. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. I knew God was going to do something. I knew God was going to do a work in me. Amen? If God said, if God spoke it, believe it. Trust God. Do not look around and focus on what you're seeing. God has a spiritual realm that you cannot see. We all tend to look at the picture and it's right here. Have you ever looked at a painting and it's right in front of your face? Most people, they look at a painting and they look really close and they're looking right there. You know what I like to do? I like to step back and look at the painting. That's how God sees things. He doesn't look at it right up close. He looks at it from far away. When you get far away and you start to look at things in a different, whole new prospect, in a whole new situation, you begin to see things that you miss when you're right up close. Walk by faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Just like a painting, right? There's a painter, right? We talked about last weekend. You can look at the painting and say, oh, this is all crazy. But no, there's something that happened in back of that. There's something going on that you didn't even see, the whole process of it. The whole process of it. God is doing a process in your life. God is doing a work in your life. God was doing something within Peter. And he started to look around and started to see with his sight instead of with the faith that he had. God is doing a process. God is doing a work within you. Don't focus on what's going on around you. Focus on what God is doing in you. Believe God. Every morning that you get up, read one sentence of this Bible, read a verse, read something, and then begin to praise God. Begin to praise him for his promises that he's coming through. Begin to praise him for the things that he's about to do. Anybody can praise him for the things he's already done. Can you praise him for the things he hasn't done yet? That is faith. That is worship. That's how you will get your breakthrough. Amen. Don't lose your faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight.